It was hard to tell what Benicio del Toro was saying when he co-starred in the film The Usual Suspects. That weird, mumbly speaking style he created helped make him famous. He won an Oscar for his supporting role as a Mexican cop in the film Traffic. Now he's starring with Sean Penn in the film 21 Grams. The title refers to what some say is the weight we lose when we die. Each character in the movie is facing death, their own or someone else's. The story is told out of chronological sequence, moving back and forth in time, so it takes a while before we understand what each character is facing and how the lives of the characters intersect. So I won't give too much away here. Del Toro plays an ex-con who has returned home to his wife and two children and has turned to Jesus Christ to help him keep on the straight and narrow. Most of the people in his church seem down and out. Early in the film, he tries to straighten out a troubled kid who belongs to his church.
They didn't lock you up this time because you're not 18 yet. Next time, they're going to lock you up, brother. Come on. You're not thinking. Still, I got you money. I get to have some cheerleaders' abs. Show off riding some pickle-colored Thunderbird. But tell me, what's going to happen if you shoot a pregnant woman or an old man, huh? You know what'll happen? The guilt will suck you down to the bone. Stealing ain't worth it. Going to church, reading the Bible, and believing in Jesus, brother, that's your ticket.
Did playing this role make you think more about religion?
Yeah. I reread Job from the Bible. I reread maybe some sections of the Bible that I quote in the movie. And yeah, it made me think about religion, and I think about religion quite a bit. I mean, I was raised Catholic, and I believe in God. You know, I don't know if I believe it like the Catholic Church with the rituals and all this stuff that you have to do, but I do believe in God. I believe in something bigger than you or me. But it was clear that the problem that I was having with the character was not the problem of religion. It was a problem of the human being. You know, it's a problem of
and the problem of his expectations of what religion could do for him, as a kind of speedy, quick fix, the lack of
knowledge of what really is happening to him. What really is happening to him is a depression. It's a thing called survival guilt. And I'll give you another example, which is basically what's happening to him. But he doesn't understand this. He's not capable of doing it. So he turns to religion for that help, that, you know, that give me the answer right now. I need it right now. I'm suffering. But what really is going on is a depression.
Now, in 21 Grams and in Traffic, you play very emotionally complex characters. In the first movie that many of us noticed you in, The Usual Suspects, if your character is emotionally complex, we wouldn't know it. Do you know what I mean? We just see a little bit of him, and we don't really know his past. I mean, he's kind of opaque in that sense. What really stood out in viewers' minds was the accent, that strange mumble that you use in the movie. And I'm wondering if you came up with that in part because there wasn't much of a character written in to the part.
Well, when I read the script, The Usual Suspects, the script was written by Christopher McQuarrie, and I read it and... I read my character. The purpose of my character was the first one to die. There was nothing else. He didn't add anything to the plot. He didn't. You know, there was the only purpose was this is the first one that falls, and then everybody starts to get afraid of Kaiser Soze. So, I went up to the director and I said, you know, might as well let me run with this. And honestly, I was very afraid. I didn't know if it worked at all. And when I finished shooting the film, I felt like I turned into a clown. But it did work out. We got to thank the editor.
Why don't we hear just an excerpt of a scene from The Usual Suspects with you using that wonderful mumble.
I really, 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 so I can do something about this shit. I didn't hold it every 5 minutes. So I did a little time. Does that mean I get railed every time a truck finds whatever time?
Finster, will you relax? These guys don't have any probable cause.
You're f***ing right. No PC, no goddamn right. You do some time, never let you go. You know, they treat me like a criminal. I ain't up a criminal.
You are a criminal.
And what you gotta go and do that? Trying to make your point.
But why don't you make your point? You're making me tired all over.
That's Benicio del Toro in The Usual Suspects. Can you talk a little bit about how you developed that particular sound, that mumble?
I think I was watching Dustin Hoffman and Dick Tracy. And he did a character called Mumbles. So I took it from, I said, well, I'm going to do my own interpretation of Mumbles. We'll see other actors do the mumble. But I'm not the first, and it won't be the last.
When I saw The Usual Suspects, I wasn't really sure whether that was the way you talked or that was just the way your character talked. So I waited for your next movie to see, you know, is that really his voice? And am I alone in having had that initial reaction? Did any casting directors have that same that same doubt?
I don't know exactly about that. I don't know, because I've been running around L.A. doing auditions for years before the usual suspect.
So people knew you already?
Well, the casting directors knew me a little bit.
Right.
Some better than others. But I do remember going up to, I think it's 7-Eleven, and trying the voice and ordering something. From the guy on the at the counter, and I remember his look was like, immediately he saw, there was this look of fear of some kind of, like I was gonna rob the place or something like that. And I remember thinking, boy, that works, and I'm gonna try and do it.
Are you patient when it comes time to learn your lines and repeat them over and over until they're really natural?
I'm really bad at learning my lines. Mm-hmm. You know, I don't think we should let everybody know, but I study with Stella Adler,
mm-hmm.
and Stella Adler's approach to acting was always, you know, go to the lines last. Don't go to the lines before you understand what the character is, who the character is, what the character wants. And once you understand that, then go to the lines. So I believe in that. I mean, if I was doing theater, then I would know the lines by opening night, because you go through a rehearsal process. But when it comes to movies, you don't have a rehearsal process. So sometimes I might find myself, catch myself the night before learning the lines like a maniac. But to me, the lines are important, but it's the last thing that I go to.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And I really believe that if I understand what the character wants and what the scene is about, the lines will come to me. And it does happen. You know, the lines, it's easier to learn the lines once you understand it. But sometimes, you know, people go straight to the lines before they understand what the character is doing. And what happens is that you're just saying lines.
So why don't, why don't actors rehearse in films? Is it money? Is it just that it's too expensive?
I think that when, you know, I think actors in movies are sprinters, you know. And I think that...
one scene at a time?
Well, you're a sprinter. You go really fast. Once the movie, it's a lot of money to make a movie, you know. So once they have the money, and you don't know when a movie's going to get the money. Mm-hmm. You don't know. You have that day to do it. You won't come back the next day and do the get a second chance to do it. Like they say, like, oh, well, in movies, you get another take. Yeah, I get another take that day. But the next day, I don't get another take on the scene that I did yesterday. As an actor on theater, I do the play today, but I come back tomorrow and I get a second chance to do the whole play.
Right. I see your point.
you know?
Yeah.
And, you know, so as an actor in movies, you have that day and that's it.
My guest is Benicio del Toro. He's starring in the new film, 21 Grams. We'll talk more after a break. This is Fresh Air. My guest is Benicio del Toro. He co-starred in The Usual Suspects, won an Oscar for his performance in Traffic, and is now starring with Sean Penn in the film 21 Grams. You grew up in Puerto Rico and moved to Pennsylvania, I believe, when you were 10. Is that right?
No, 13.
Oh, 13. Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Okay. What was the occasion for moving?
I was sent to school.
To boarding school?
Yeah.
Did it make you feel independent or lonely to be away from home?
Both.
Mm-hmm.
But I think it did. Loneliness is good, you know. You know, maybe being alone is good, not loneliness. So I think it's more like it made me feel independent and alone. And being alone is, I think it was very healthy for me. Because it gave me a chance to think, daydream, you know, to really look at myself and kind of like, I found myself, you know, in Puerto Rico, I had like many friends and I was never alone. And when I found myself alone in Pennsylvania, I just gave me a chance to like, to look at who I was and think. And I think it was very healthy, and I still like, you know, every now and then I need to be alone.
Now, I understand you have a big book and record collection. Now, I've read that you sometimes use records to help you find a character you're going to portray and get into the character. How do you use music like that?
I don't know if I use it to find a character, but I do use it to somehow, I think, to relax. I think music is it's kind of like a pacifier of some sort. I don't know, for me, and I'm sure for a lot of people, music is very powerful. And like, let's take a movie like 21 Grams.
Mm-hmm.
It's really intense. So it's like, I've been asked, you know, how did you take this character to your hotel after work? And I said, well, you know, I make sure I leave it, you know, on the set, leave the character on the set. And the only way to do that is like by, you know, for me, it was listening to music, you know, just kind of like, and, you know, I'm very specific about what I was listening to. I was shooting in Memphis, Tennessee. So I went to see Sun Records. And rediscovered Elvis Presley's 1955-56 Sun Record album, which is like the recordings he did in Sun Record from 1955 to 1956, before he signed with RCA, and I listened to that a lot while I was doing the movie. And I really had a fun time listening to it in the car driving to the set. I don't know, it's just like, it made it easier for me to get in that car to go and work on this character, which is pretty dark, so it did help me.
Mm-hmm.
You know, getting in the car and you know, blasting a song like... you're right, I'm left, she's gone. Or I forgot to remember to forget. Shake, rattle, and roll. You know, it's just like, I don't know, it just made it easier to drive to the set.
Well, I understand one of the movies you'd like to make is a biography of Che Guevara. Why would you like to do that?
Why would I like to do that?
What's Che Guevara's importance to you?
Well, I think that Che Guevara has been completely misunderstood, you know. And I'll give you an example. The fact that the other day I was watching TV, and I was watching the Discovery Channel, which I like very much, and they had a two-part series on terrorism. And as they're putting some images of September 11th and other things, and the FBI, the Oklahoma bombing, bang, they have an image of Che Guevara in the middle of all this, right next to Osama bin Laden. And you know, if they knew anything about the guy, if they read anything about what the guy said, you know, he really was against terrorism. He does look like a, you know, that picture of him with the beard is a pretty intense picture. And it's easy to use that picture and go like, hey, terrorist. But, you know, he wrote. He was a thinker. He was a father of five, you know, and he had his ideas, and he felt for the little people in some ways, and he felt like, you know, something had to be done, and he was a warrior.
Benicio del Toro is starring in the film 21 Grams.